This is a Scoop Audio interview. We're talking with James Tetley. His company's production, Bright Abyss, is opening at the Wellington International Arts Festival on Thursday, the 2nd of March. Hi.
Hi.
It's difficult to know where to start, actually. Perhaps, do you have a way of describing what you do?
Well, it's very hard for me because I'm performing in the show, and my only experience as a director is always as a means to perform. So another thing is I come from circus, which is not really storyline oriented art form, but it is basically we have five on stage, people from different countries, a Swedish man, 60-year-old dancer, a Brazilian capoeira dancer, acrobat, French contortionist dancer, Spanish opera singer, and myself, and so we are quite different in discipline from each other, and all this to serve this, I would call it a journey, let's say, of these different characters, and no dialogues, just this this tale-like atmosphere, dark tale, optimistic characters, physical expressions. A bit hard to describe, but yes, it has some circus in the entertainment side of it, and every single little action is always a way to just shoot off into an imaginative language.
Of course, Wellington audiences will remember the Junebug Symphony from the last festival.
Oh yes, that would help.
I get the impression there's a bit more of an overall narrative in Bright Abyss. But
you would guess that the Junebug was more of a narrative than the Bright Abyss?
No, the other
way. The other way.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the thing is that so many, the way I work is so layered into different, it started, the whole rehearsal process started with a book that was about the very symbolic and poetic book on the life and society of bees. And we just started working on this because there were five chapters, and I need structure because my shows are so chaotic and so the logic is so loose. I needed some structure, and so we went along the storyline and the names, the very evocative names of the chapters of the book. It was the Gates of the City, the Massacre of the Males, the Bridal Flight. I mean, these very strong titles, and we just worked around those themes. And that's more or less it. There's a feeling that these characters are trapped somewhere and that they have to make sense of these objects that are around them, and there's this archaeology feeling that they have to find the meaning of their presence in this place. That's enough. You don't need much to tell a story, you know.
The thing I just automatically think of from seeing Bright Abyss was the way, not many seconds would go by between when people just had to clap at these astonishing skills that were being showcased all the way through. It was pretty impressive.
I don't know, because when you talk about skills and I don't think it is a show about stunts and skills, because you can see much better tricks in Cirque du Soleil shows, for example, or technically speaking. I try to because I try to hover in the theater grounds, and I don't want to separate myself from the audience too much into just being a very talented technical acrobat. Or, they always have to serve a purpose, and yes, there is the skills and the stunts to as a key to the amazement that I want to stir in the audience. But they're just a key to tell something about an aspect of of strife and struggle and desire and these things of life.
Well, I think we might just leave it there.
All right.
James T. Lee, thank you for talking to Scoop.
You're welcome.
Cool.